Keith Olbermann goes on deranged anti-Trump rant after apologizing for threatening CNN Scott Jennings. By Warner Todd Houston on September 23, 2025. At the same time he was apologizing for threatening the life of CNN commentator Scott Jennings, the unbalanced Keith Olbermann launched a series of deranged attacks on the Trump administration. The former sports anchor, who has been fired by MSNBC and ESPN for his certifiable behavior, was forced to apologize to CNN commentator Scott Jennings for threatening his life in an X post last weekend. Olbermann deleted the posts against Jennings, then claimed he was only threatening Jennings' career, and not his life, quite despite how the post appeared. Despite apologizing for his unhinged behavior, he was at it again, spreading his slobbering bile about those whom he considers his political enemies. In one post, he excoriated Secretary of State Marco Rubio, writing, "Ladies and gentlemen, at Marco Rubio, political prostitute. Ladies and gentlemen, at Marco Rubio, political prostitute." Keith Olbermann, at Keith Olbermann, September 23, 2025. In another instance, the former sports commentator childishly added an attack on Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, and wrote in all caps, "Homan literally has the word ho in his name. Homan literally has the word ho in his name." Keith Olbermann, at Keith Olbermann, September 23, 2025. The day before, he also attacked Trump's health secretary, Robert F. Kennedy. He wrote, "BTW, if you're taking medical or health or life advice from RFK Jr., you're taking medical or health or life advice from a guy who allegedly FaceTimed a reporter and masturbated. BTW, if you're taking medical or health or life advice from RFK Jr., you're taking medical or health or life advice from a guy who allegedly FaceTimed a reporter and masturbated." pic.twitter.com/CFPSLL01LH. Keith Olbermann, at Keith Olbermann, September 22, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.